Hey people, it's Kathy Jack Alamea once again with your SLAP Radio Policy Minute. More big fails with the Navy on Oahu as it seeks to dump treated water from its efforts to clean up the Red Hill jet fuel leaks into Halawa Stream. Come on, Navy. You can do better than that. It makes no sense to clean up one massive mistake by polluting another body of water, even if it is so-called treated, which probably just means even more chemicals were poured into it to make it less of a tragedy, if possible. An estimated 93,000 people and counting have been adversely affected physically by the Red Hill jet fuel contamination. Kind of makes you want to take to the streets and protest this atrocity, doesn't it? Which brings me to mention last year's ingenious protest that happened in Hong Kong, sparked by the artistic flexing of a person that goes only by the name of Thomas for his safety's sake and anonymity. Thomas wrote a de facto national anthem for Hong Kong in defiance of China's stringent rule over the area and Hong Kong's struggle to be an independent democratic nation. As a result, China has taken steps to criminalize any opposition to their standard national anthem titled March of the Volunteers. Tragically, China's response to any questioning of their centralized authority has usually been an austere quashing of free speech at the very minimum, and a blackout of history. For instance, your average Chinese student of today's generation has no idea about China's 1989 massacre at Tiananmen Square in response to a massive student-led protest for democracy. The whole event has been silenced and wiped out of China's history books. And here at home, we just had the anniversary of a different kind of political protest with the attempted coup staged by Trump supporters last year on January 6th. Now, some may call it an insurrection, but their endgame was nothing more than an ill-conceived coup to overthrow the federal government and dismantle what's left of democracy in America, just because Trump lost the presidential election. I don't know. If you ask me, Americans need to take a big lesson in freedom from the people who lack it. The people of places like Hong Kong. Using your freedom to dismantle democracy is utterly fascist, which is why the leaders identified in the January 6th thwarted coup are sitting in federal prison right now, wishing they weren't so dumb and entitled, especially the guy who wore that ridiculous buffalo hat. We better get our stuff figured out and come together, because this country could really be a great one if we could just truly unite over something that isn't racist, homophobic, sexist, or warlike. I'm not asking for too much, am I? I mean, we're still arguing with each other like little brats while the Russian President Vladimir Putin is off in yet again another country, Kazakhstan, putting the Soviet Union back together like a bad band no one wants to hear again on the radio. First it was the Ukraine, now Kazakhstan. Come on, dudes! We got some real a-holes appearing on the horizon. Man, don't get me started. I know, too late. And I know what you're thinking. Well, what can I do? Well, for one thing, you can use your take-it-for-granted freedom and register to vote. 2022 is an election year in Hawaii. The more younger people who vote, the more the body of our lawmaking system changes to reflect our priorities. It's more important now than ever, and you can do it online. Register to vote at olvr.hawaii.gov. It takes less time than what you spend zoning out on TikTok until you start to feel better about life. Take it from the lyrics of Glory to Hong Kong, written by the anonymous Thomas for Democracy. Stars may fade as darkness fills the air. Through the mist, a solitary trumpet flares. Now to arms. For freedom we fight, with all might we strike. With valor, wisdom both, we stride. In common breath, revolution of our times. May people reign proud and free, now and evermore. That's it for today. I'm Kathy Jack Alamea. Tune in next Sunday at 2 p.m. for your favorite policy minute. And in the meantime, slap politics.